You're listening to Scopes Monkey Choir. Music in a rational universe.
Wait.
Whoop 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 whoop. Wait.
This isn't a real episode.
No. We went to Nexus and all you get is this stupid podcast.
That's the title of this episode. The Northeast Conference for Science
on Science.
On Science and Skepticism was totally fun. We had a great time. And now we're totally burned out and you don't get an episode this week except for 2 minutes of Well, okay, wait.
Let me just say that we presented at Nexus. I presented part of Science Fair, including a pretty extensive piece that you wrote called Variations on the American Mammal. And as soon as we have a good recording, we'll throw it up on the website or
absolutely
on the podcast. And it had great illustrations by Maki Naro, who I have discovered pronounces his name Maki Naro. His last name isn't even Japanese. It's Italian, but he's not even Italian. Anyway.
Oh,
he's half Asian like me. Hi, Maki. He did a great set of illustrations for the American mammals, illustrations of wolverines and reindeer and wild sheep. They were absolutely beautiful. And I sang the song, and I also sang a couple other songs by Renee Favon and Stefan Weissman. And it was really fun to perform for all those skeptics, and it was fantastic to hear all these amazing scientists and philosophers get together and talk about everything from how we make bad choices, why we make bad choices,
to how we're ugly,
to how we're dumb, and how we got that way.
and we got to geek out and meet all sorts of some of our nerdy heroes.
We finally met George Robb, who we interviewed early on in these podcasts.
Total sweetie.
Absolutely.
So our plan was, we brought our little recording device, and our plan was we were going to go around in Nexus and talk to people and record things. And
Ask them to sing their favorite pop songs.
And just none of that happened. It was just all happening, and it was whirlwind. It
was way too exciting to turn on a recording device.
So the only thing that happened is that I recorded about a minute of reporting from Friday night's Drinking Skeptically.
Before anything even happened.
Yeah. So this is all you get. The entirety of our podcast is like a minute of me talking in a bar. And then next week you'll get a real episode.
Yes.
Maybe. So if you found out about us at Nexus and you're checking us out, this isn't a real episode.
This is not a real episode. But you saw Nexus, so wasn't it cool?
All right, here's my reporting, and we will see you next week.
All right, this is total insanity. I'm at the Drinking Skeptically the night before the beginning of Nexus, and it is absolutely packed. In the space of 5 minutes, I think I've had my foot stepped on by Brian Dunning. I got an elbow in the eye from a novella, I won't say which one. And now I'm being kicked out by Massimo Piliucci for bad behavior. No, what's actually happened is that it's so crowded that I went to get drinks for me and Hai Ting, and I can't get back. So I'm stuck behind all these skeptics. And it's kind of nice because it's way, way, way too crowded. But everyone's being really polite when you're moving around. People are getting out of your way and saying, pardon me and excuse me, even though it's, you know, a bar and there's already been a fair amount of drinking happening. Everyone's so nice. Rebecca Watson just punched me in the back of the head, or I think she hit me with something. I don't know why everyone's being violent to me, but, well, okay. Oh, and there's Mitchell.